Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Doing great. How about you?
Doing well, thank you.
Coach, looks like your defense has been really, really good this year. Can you just talk about how good it is and what you like best about it?
We have played well, throughout from start to finish, really. We have good players starting off with that. Coaches are doing a great job. You know, guys have been in the system for a long period of time. I think that has a lot to do with it. Have a lot of coaches on the field, and everybody's playing the way they're capable of playing right now. You know, they bought into our philosophy. It's not about how many yards you have, but some of those other important things, third down conversions, taking the ball away, just playing hard every down.
Hey, Lovey, it's Joe Person with the Charlotte Observer. How you doing?
Doing great, Joe. How about you?
Good, thanks. Hey, you have background, obviously, with Ron. Can you empathize at all with his situation now, being a head coach with the general manager who hired him gone?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you just never know what's going, what happens in NFL. You just have to keep going. And I don't know enough about the situation to really talk about it. I do know Ron Rivera. Ron's an excellent football coach, and I know a lot of other members on their staff that are excellent football coaches, and there's a lot of football left to go in the year. I know people a lot of times they want it now and, want everyone to win every game right away and things like that, but it's for the long haul is what you're looking at. And, Carolina is a good team, and I'm sure they're going to have some success this year. Of course, we just hope it's not this week.
Right. In your time with Ron, did you see him as a guy who down the road would have head coaching makeup?
Yes, and he is. And so, yes, I saw that. And Ron, of course, saw himself being there, and that's where he is right now.
Well, you look at this, the Panthers offense, and they had two high-priced running backs, but they really haven't put up a whole lot of what are you looking at when you see their running game? Because it just doesn't seem to be clicking down here.
Well, it hasn't clicked as well as they probably would like, but again, there's so much football left to go. We have two well-paid running backs, and you just have to stay in it for the long haul. I think all teams need, if you're setting your football team up, you need to have two running backs, at least two that you feel like are starting running backs in the league. And Carolina has been close. So for us, we just don't see some of the things that you guys and everyone else is talking about. Because you look at video, you see the capability of Carolina's offense. They've lost some close games. So, again, we've seen the best. And you look at our game that we had against Carolina last year, we saw the best of those running backs and everybody else.
Lovey. A lot of teams are getting away from what you're talking about, though, with the two-back system, especially guys who are making money. How do you keep both guys happy, and how do you split the carries to make sure that happens?
Well, I think, first off, if you commit money, you have to know what you're committing money and who you're committing money to. And again, I can only talk on our guys. We had our established running back in Matt Forte, who's as good as there is, we think, in the league. But you need, again, your philosophy, if you want two and you need more, which ours was, you have to go out and get that next guy. So as we recruited Michael Bush to come here, we let him know, hey, Matt's our guy. You're going to get some carries each game. And you got to have the right guy that can buy into his situation being that. And Michael Bush did for us, and we've been able to keep both of them involved, and there you have to be a team player.
Lovey, twice this season your team has played on short rest, and this week's going to be no different coming off that Monday night game. Obviously the schedule is a schedule, and you don't really have any control over when you play, but how difficult is it on such short rest, and now this is going to be the third time already in the young season?
It's harder. I think some things have helped us a little bit. First off, the schedule coming in, what it is, you have to have a game plan in mind long before you get to this game week. And for us, that's what we have. We have a routine. We're fortunate enough to be able to play on Monday night a few times, and you want that, but you just have to adjust it a little bit. And as far as our philosophy, we let the players have the same amount of recovery time no matter what. If we have to take a couple reps off of them, we want a fresh team for that next week. The bye week has helped us also because we came off of a long period of time to rest up. And that's just a part of it. You have to, guys preparing all season knowing that this is what the schedule is, and everyone during the course of the year will have a tough week where they have to prepare to get ready.
Love, your defense has gotten most of the attention. How satisfied are you with the development of the offense and what it's been able to give you so far?
I think I'm very pleased with what our offense has been able to do. And we haven't, reached, our limit yet. I mean, there's still some plays we left out there offensively and defensively. But I think, the way you set up your football team, we rely on our special teams to give us big plays. We rely on our defense. Just it's keeping them out of the end zone and keeping the yardage down, but it's also taking the ball away. There are some things that's really required. For our offense, one of the things, there's no more important statistic than turnover ratio. Our offense has done a great job of great ball security. This past week we were +4, but, that you could have a +4 and it'd be 8 takeaways and 4 on turnovers, but when it's 0 and 4 on the other side, that's a good day. Some weeks we're going to have to pass the ball a lot more. Some weeks we'll have to rely on our 2 running backs, as we talked about, and rush for over 170 yards like we did this week. So offense is still coming. Brandon Marshall, we could have talked about Brandon this entire time. He's just been outstanding as a new addition to our team.
How's Cutler feeling? Is he ready to go?
Feeling pretty good as far as I know. Like we said after the game, it's a tough physical football game. I think all players after the game have some bumps and bruises, Some are focused on and a little bit more than others, but Jay should be good to go.
Julius Peppers just keeps motoring along the way he has?
Yeah, we have to thank you for that. Because he, again, we always try to be careful on who we bring in. I'm talking about free agents coming in from someone else's program. But when we did our research, we could have talked about just Julius Peppers this entire time also, because he has been just as good as you can ever hope for. His play on the field has been outstanding, but just being one of the guys in a leadership, quiet leader, and he's still capable. I mean, he's just hitting his stride this year also.
Love you. Rich Hollenberg, NFL Network. There could be something made, and maybe it already has been made, about some comparisons between Jay and Cam in terms of how they deal with losses and tough situations and adversity and their demeanor on the sidelines and in the post game and so on and so forth. Could you draw some comparisons to that from what you've seen?
No, I haven't seen enough of Cam to even talk on it. I just know that you guys talk on it an awful lot. This is what I see. In the NFL, I mean, it's tough when you lose a football game. And some of the guys are put up there right away after a game. And for us, and it's most times it's the quarterback, talking about as far as player is concerned. And when it's a tough loss, it's hard to be just happy and everything is cheery and stuff. It's tough sometimes, and you can't just focus in on that too much. There are natural emotions that you go through. Everybody has them. Some guys, you just see it a little bit more than others. I know around here, every little thing that Jay does is focused in on, like it's, that's how it is always. But I say, to answer your question, there's nothing wrong with natural emotion. You have to move on. It's as simple as that. But when you lose a football game, it's tough sometimes. It's just as simple as that. Cam Newton, this is what I do know. Cam Newton is an excellent football player, and he's going to lead Carolina to a lot of wins. I know that.
Thank you for your time, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.